and then some haros in Parshas Tezriyim Torah. The Gemara Pesachim Rav Papes quotes the machlokes between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon whether Chomet Sha'ava Pesach is an Issa D'Araisa or whether it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yud maintains that there are several psukim that tell us that Chomet Sa Pesach is Asa. One pasuk is referring to Chomet Lifnei Pesach, and then obviously Chomet is Asa B'Pesach. And with Issa D'Araisa, Chomet Sha'ava Pesach as well. According to Rabbi Yud, Chametz is usher regardless of who owns that particular chametz during Pesach. Any chametz that existed during Pesach, that is usher ma'achar ha-Pesach as an issa d'araisa. And just as when it comes to during Pesach itself, it makes no difference as to whether it was chemtzo shel Yisrael or chemtzo shel Nochri, the same thing is true according to Rabbi Yehuda regarding chametz sho'avla ha-Pesach. The whole concept of a mechiras chametz, of course, is impossible according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chomet shel Nochri is nesar even ma'achar ha-Pesach as well. We, however, assume the halacha as the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that maintains this is not true. The chomet shel Pesach is only an isid rabbanan, a knas. And the reason for the knas is because of the violation of Valyara in Vayimatzeh. If it's based on the isra Vayara Vayimatzeh, then it only applies to chemtzo shel Yisrael. The knas certainly does not apply to chomet that was owned by a Nochri during Pesach. And therefore, we can envision the possibility of a mechiras chametz. Chametz shel Pesach is only a knas derabbanan. It's somewhat unclear. If you look, for example, in Perek HaNizakin in Gittin, you have various knasos that are also the kli alma. Sometimes you have knasos that only apply to the individual that violated the particular iser. If you look in Rabbeinu Manoach, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, Rabbeinu Manoach suggests a very great kiddush that perhaps the knas of Chomet Sha'avla Pesach only applies to the one who violated Vayra Vayimatzeh, just as when it comes to Mevashel B'Shabbos. There's a difference between the one who is Mechalo Shabbos as opposed to Acherim. Rabbeinu Manoach suggests that the same thing should apply when it comes to Chomet Sha'avla Pesach as well. And we assume Lahalacha that certainly is not the case. The view of Rav Rishonim that no, this is a knas that applies to Kuli Alma. No one can go ahead and use that chametz if any individual violated Baal Yirah and Baal Yimatzeh. There is a further kiddush that Yerushalmi writes. It's found in Perek Beis of Pesachim, Halacha Beis, and Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That we know that Midaraisa Bittul Baal Masagi, what we discussed before Yantin. If a person is Mevatel his chametz, the Gemara writes in Pesachim and Avdalin, that's sufficient in order to see to it at least that the person does not violate Vayar Vayimatzeh. Whether he fulfills the mitzvahs Tashvisu that we discussed at length, that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosus, but certainly, for whatever reason, either because that is Tashvisu, or Bittul is Mitam Hefker, so therefore the Chametz is not yours, once you're Mevatel your Chametz, you do not violate Vayar and Vayimatzeh. If a person is Mafkir his Chametz, so Midaraisa, that's sufficient to avoid Vayar Vayimatzeh. But he still has that chametz shel hefker which is present in his rishus. Midrabanan certainly bittul is insufficient. Midrabanan will require a bedikas chametz, the very opening tosis himself, because we're still concerned about shamiyav lidei akila. So if a person will simply be mevatel his chametz and nothing more, is there a knas of vayira and vayimatzeh? So the Yerushalmi writes there in Kol Shah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that yes, that there is an Isser of Chomesh of a Pesach, even if a person exercises right of Bittul, but he didn't do anything more, he didn't do a Bedikas Chomesh, he didn't do as we do a Mechiras Chomesh, and in such a case, even then there is a Knas of Vayira and Vayimatzeh. Why exactly is this true? Rabbi Yochanan says, because that Chayshina Maharama, we're concerned that there's some element of a harama, a ploy, a trickery, which is involved in this particular case. What exactly is that harama of Rabbi Yochanan? The Rush writes the following. The Rush is found in Safim and Perek Beis, Sinidalit, where the Rush writes the harama is that perhaps he was never mafkir his chametz. And all of a sudden, after Pesach, he invites some guests to his home, and they say, you know, are we allowed to eat this? So his response is going to be, of course, I was mafkir my chametz, but really perhaps it's an outright lie. And therefore, if all we're relying on is bittul, it's easy to abuse. A person can always claim that he was mevatel his chametz. And therefore, even if bittul occurred, midrabanan that is insufficient. And the Meiri writes, this is found in a separate chibur, the Meiri in Magen Avos, in Simin Yates. The Meiri writes that no, that we're concerned that perhaps the person did not do bittul b'leiv shalem. He went through the motion. But if all you're relying on is bittul alone, perhaps the bittul was not done with a full level of das, and therefore believe the chametz now is nesa. And that is the issue of Rabbi Yochanan Chayshin Laharama. Either the bittul was not done at all, or with those improperly, the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan, even one who is mevatel his chametz, there's an isser of chametz she'avolav apesa. This halacha Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason in his nesar is because of Chayshin Laharama, is somewhat of a chiddush in light of the following. Because if you look at the Ran, the Ran points out the following, that if you have a case of Chemsel Shel Yisroel, which is Birshus Hanokri, still, since the Chametz belong to a Yisroel, nonetheless, even though it's Birshus Nokri, and one could argue that Midaraisa that is sufficient, because the Chametz is not Birshuso, nonetheless, Midrabanan, the Yisrael still has to go ahead and get rid of that chametz. And if he does not do so, the Ran writes, the chametz is Nesar. Why is it Nesar? The Ran writes very simply, because he didn't fulfill the mitzvahs biur derabanan. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. Even though Midaraisa, it is sufficient, but that's not enough Midrabanan. Midrabanan require more. And therefore, if you fall short of the chiyuv derabanan, the chametz is in fact ne'ezar. So one no doubt could raise the following issue, that how does that fit with the Yerushalmi? Rabbi Yochanan says if a person relies on bittul and bittul alone, the chametz is usher. Why is that true? Because of chayshina maharama. Why do you have to come out to chayshina maharama? Why can't you say according to the Ran a very simple reason? The person certainly was mevatul chametz. And you know what? He really did so b'leiv shalem. That's good midaraisa, but midrabanan, more is required. Even if you're mevatel the chametz, you have to do a biur, you have to do a bedika. So in such a case, couldn't you argue that since he didn't fulfill the mitzvah derabanan, the chachamim slapped a knas upon that particular person? Why does Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ran, have to invoke a harama? We're concerned maybe he didn't do it properly. The implication there is, if he did it properly, that's good enough. That's really not true. Now, even if he did an absolute bittul, since he fell short of the chiyuv derabanan, the Ran writes, the chametz is nesa. So that's one issue. How does the Ran fit with this chiddush of Yerushalmi? And a further issue is the following. If you look at the Ran later, and after Gimel Amud Aleph and Dafei Harif, the Ran writes the following chiddush, that if you have chametz nuksha, you have chametz that is not fully royal achila, chametz nuksha. So in such a case, the Ran writes, there's no iser of chametz sha'avala apesa. Why is that true? Because the Ran writes, since regarding chametz nuksha, there's no iser daraisa of valyra and valyuanze, therefore there's no iser of chametz sha'avala apesa. That's what the Ran writes in Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Bihariyah. That Ran makes perfect sense, but what's difficult is how does that Ran fit with the Ran on Daf Beis and Beis and Daf Bihariyah? There the Ran suggested that even if Midaraisa, there's no Vayar Rabbi Matzeh, if you fell short of the Chiyuv Derabanan, in such a case, that's enough to invoke the Knas of Chametz Shel Pesach. In Chametz Nukshe, even if Midaraisa, there's no Bayram by Matzeh, but Midrabanan, of course, you're not allowed to have Chametz Nukshe in Yerushus. So therefore, why not argue that since Midrabanan, more is necessary, that's enough for Chametz Shel Pesach. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's found in Simin Tuf Mem Beis, in the Kuntres Achrav, the very back of the Shulchan Aruch, and Ostes. Here the Shulchan Aruch HaRav makes the following distinction. Not all dinin drabanan, right, are equivalent. Not all dinin drabanan will engender a knasa chametz shel pesach. Only if it is that which is ke'en daraisa. If it is not a din drabanan which is ke'en daraisa, in such a case then there is no knas of chametz shel pesach. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes the following. when you have something which bechetza is chametz ve'en, this is chametz gamur, there is an iser of bayram be'matzeh. But you happen to have engaged in bittul, when the chachamim say you cannot rely on bittul, and therefore midrabanan, there is an iser of bayram be'matzeh, that is ke'en daraisim. Because you're dealing with that which is a chefter shel chametz, where in principle there's an isra bayram be'matzeh. So even if you're mevatel chametz, the fact that midrabanan more is necessary, when you fall short, there's a knas. When it comes, however, to chametz nuksha, according to the Ran, that type of chametz never is accompanied with an isra bayram be'matzeh. The fact that the chum said you should get rid of it is simply an independent gzera, shami yavli de achila, but that certainly is not kein daraisa. That chetzer shal chametz, there's never an issur daraisa, bayram be'matzeh. For that, even if you didn't fulfill the din derabanan, there is no knas of bayram be'matzeh. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch HaRav distinguishes within the sheet of the Ran between different types of dinim derabanan. If midrabanan, this is chametz where midrabanan, there's an iser ke'en bayram be'matzeh. In such a case, yes, there's a knas, otherwise, there is none. So if indeed the Ran writes, whenever it's ke'en daraisa, there's a knas of bayram be'matzeh, why does Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi try to have to say that the reason the chametz is osur is because of chayshina la'arama? Forget about chayshina. The reason that the chametz is asr is because you didn't fulfill the chovas, bedita, and biur. Perhaps one could argue two possibilities. One possibility is very simple, and that is that, look, you're right. The reason of the Ran is on a level of the Rabbanan. Chayshin and Maharama means even more, that potentially this could be in Issa Daraisa. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is giving, right, another reason which could potentially involve an Issa Daraisa. The reason of the Ran is just Rabbanan, since you fell short of Adika. Yerushalmi is telling us that we're afraid at times you're even going to encroach on Iser Daraisa. But perhaps one could give, right, a second possibility. This is based on a Kiddush that the Taz writes. The Taz is found in Yeruday and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Right? It's an important Taz that has many applications. The Taz writes the following. When you have something that the Torah does not forbid, it's a Dvar Rishus. So very often the Chachamim can create, right, in Isser Drabana. The Taz writes the following. When you have something where there's a Heter which is Mefurish Bekra, a Heter which is Mefurish Bekra, black and white, it's Mutter. So in such a case, there the Chachamim do not have the right to say that this is us. So for example, when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of shofar. Right? There's an iser of hashmas kol on Shabbos and Yantin. Why not argue that tekiah shofar is aser on Rosh Hashanah because of hashmas kol? Right? The Taz would explain you can't have such a thing. If the Torah writes explicitly that there's a mitzvah shofar, you cannot argue midrabanan that absolutely is not true. That's not kiras different from the Torah legamli. What you can say is the following: when the Torah says you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, midrabanan, we will allow that to occur almost all the time. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, if it falls out on Shabbos, not, because of Shema Yavirenu. You can have dinim drabanan that limit the din daraisa, but you now cannot have dinim drabanan that absolutely uproot a din daraisa legamri. It's an important kiddush that the Taz writes. So therefore, very often, you have dinim drabanan under circumstances, yes, but not something that, right, is explicitly against that which is mefurish b'krav. If a person, for example, were to go ahead and to be mevatel his chametz, so it's mefurish b'krav. The pasuk tells us lo yirah lecha, lo yimatzeh lecha. There is no iser of bayram be'matzeh whatsoever if a person is mevatel his chametz. The pasuk is explicit that the iser only applies to chametz which you own. If you're mevatel the chametz, it's mefurish b'kura. According to Rashi, that is tashmisa. According to Tosos, there's no isra b'ayin omei matzeh, because after all, that is considered to be chametz, which is hefter. So how can the chachamim say that no, that midrabanan, right, nonetheless, it is still considered to be asur? And midrabanan, there's a knas of b'ayin omei matzeh. Isn't that something which is mefurish b'kura? Right? I will argue that the pasuk tells you that is not true. Perhaps one could argue as follows. That's why it's necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to tell us Chayshinan Laharama. That no, even though you're Mevatel Lechametz, or even though you claim that you're Mevatel Lechametz, sometimes it can encroach even on the Divaraisa, where the Bittul was not done at all, or the Bittul was not done properly. You are not Mevatel Lev Shalom, as the Miri writes. And that is what allows for the Isud Rabbana, right, and the Knas of Bal Yeram Beimotzim. So these are possibilities within the Kiddush of the Ran's Sheet. The case of Bal Yeram Beimotzim and Chamash Levavesa is critical for a very fundamental machlokes achronim regarding the Bal. We mentioned that some knasos sarasar lo asur l'acherim. Some knasos sarasar ben b'shogeg ben b'mezin. Chamash Avon Levavesach is an example of such a knas that we assume is quite chamor. It's asur l'kuli alma, and the Rambam is mafurish in Aleph Dalet Chametz Amatza that this knas applies even b'shogeg as well. Even b'shogeg. You have a knas of Chamash Avon Levavesach even b'shogeg. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavlan. So if you look in the Nesivos has a separate chibur, Hilchos Pesach, it's called the Makor Chaim. The Nesivos raises the following difficulty. What is the case of Shogeg? What is the case of Shogeg? If you limit the case of Shogeg to Omer Mutar, Omer Mutar, a person knows he owns Chametz Pesach, he was only aware that Chametz is Asur Bahila, maybe he was also aware Chametz is Asur Bahana, but he didn't know you can't own Chametz. Okay, that's the case of Shogeg. But the way the Shulchan Aruch presents the Isser of Chamash Lev Pesach, B'shogeg means even if a person is unaware that he possessed Chametz. And that the Nesivos is bothered by. I understand you can have a Knas B'mezin, you can have a Knas B'shogeg, but if you're unaware that you even violated the Isser at all, there wasn't even Kavanah Samaisa, that's not called Shogeg. That should be termed Misaseg. A person knows he did something, but he thought it's mutter, that's shogeg. A person turns on a light consciously, but doesn't realize it's asr on Shabbos. Good, that's shogeg. A person walks through something for the first time, all of a sudden the light goes on, there was no kavanah samaisa whatsoever, that's a case of misaseg. How can you have a knas in a case of misaseg? Shogeg, yes. Mezid, yes. Can you have a knas in a case of misaseg? A person all of a sudden discovers Lachar Pesach that he owned Chametz and was completely unaware that there was any issue at all of Bal Yerav and Bal Himasek. So that's the question the Sivas raises, and this is what Rabbi Kaveger discusses at length in the Chuvis in Sinopes. And here Rabbi Kaveger discusses a critical issue of Kalat Arakula, and that is the following. Is Misaseg a Maisa Vera? Mezid is a Maisa Vera? Shogeg is a Maisa Vera? Someone does something ba'onis, or someone does something ba'okan misaseg, is that called a ma'isaver or is it not? Certainly the misaseg, generally there's no chiyuv karba, but is misaseg considered to be a ma'isaver or is it not? So the Kvega writes the following kiddush, that you see from the knas of Bagram by Matzeh, that misaseg is a p'tur karban, but yet misaseg still is called a ma'isaver. And with this in mind, Rabbi Kaveger writes that he will resolve, right, a blatant stira. When you look in the sugya of Misaseg, the sugya increases in Daf Yutes, the Gemara mentions exceptions to Misaseg that seem to contradict themselves. The Gemara writes the name of the Shmuel as follows, that Misaseg on Shabbos is not at all fine. Why is that true? The Shmuel says, Melaches Machsheves Asundar. Melaches Machsheves Asundar. Melaches Machsheves means, as the Torah writes, the Targum translates that pasuk as Melaches Umnus. To be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to do something which is a professional craft. Professional does not do something both in Misaseg, and therefore Misaseg on Shabbos is not chayiv. It lacks Melaches Machsheves. And then Shmuel writes the opposite, that there are certain cases that Misaseg is chayiv. Chalav and Varayos, Misaseg is chayiv. Shekein Nehenet. A person goes in and is eating something, he thinks it's absolute heter, it turns out to be a case of chaylev. It's not that he knew he was eating chaylev, but he thought chaylev is mutter. He didn't realize he was eating chaylev. You're chayev a karba. Why is that true? Shekein nehene. Shavik nehene is father. These are both exceptions. What's the rule? Shabbos is potter because of lachas mashabbos, and chalam rayus is chayev shekein nehene. And what's the starting point? Let's say you have a third case, which is neither Shabbos nor Chalav Barayos. Is it Chayim or is it Potter? I ask you to go ahead and be Shochet my Behemoth. And you do me the favor of doing Shmita, and I tell you, oh, by the way, that was a Behemoth Kachim. And you just performed this in Arayos of Shchutekos. So in such a case, Misasim. So in that case, is that Chayim? It's not Shabbos? It's not Chalav? It's not Barayos? What exactly is the Halacha? How do you resolve that difficulty? Rabbi Kivenga writes, this is exactly the finish. That there are three different tiers of misasa. Three tiers of misasa. The starting point, misasek b'chola Torah kula, is a tur karban, but it is a ma'aseh. It is a ma'aseh. Like shogeg is a ma'aseh. Misasek is a ma'aseh. That's the norm. And Shabbos and Arayos are exceptions in the opposite direction. When it comes to Shabbos, since Melechus Hashem is Asr Torah, Misasek is not just a Ptur Karban. Misasek is not a Maisa Avera. That is not called Melechus Shabbos Midaraisa. It is not a Maisa Avera at all. Chalavim Va'arayos, since Shekeinene, you are Chayiv Karban. You're Chayiv Karban. Three tiers of Misasek. That's the Kiddush Rabbi Kivenger. On Shabbos, it's not a Maisa Avera, but Chol HaTorah Kula, it's a Ptur Karban. Chalav Barayos, you're Chayev HaKarban, Shekeinene. That's exactly the resolution of the Sikhin Krisis in Daf Yates. And as a riot to demonstrate this is true, Rabbi Kivenger quotes, the Knas of Chomet Sha'avu HaPesah. How can you have a Knas if something is both Misasek? That's a Rayim HaKachas, that Chol HaTorah Kula, Misasek is considered to be a Maisa Avera. That's the finish of Rabbi Kivenger. But the Vega writes the Palmi Nachmina. Kim Leder Rabbi. In order to invoke Kim Leder Rabbi, you don't have to be discussing a case where a person is Mamish Chayim Misa and then he's Potter Min HaMama. What happens if it's Meshogeg? He's Machalo Shabbos Meshogeg, there's no Chayim Misa. Even that, Chayim Misa Shogegin, Terminat Tashlumin, that's Talibay Kizkin. What happens if a person does something ba'ofen misasa? Is that enough to invoke Kim Leder Rabbi? That's Rabbi Kivenger said. Rabbi Kivenger writes that since when it comes to Shabbos, misasek is not even imaisa vera, you cannot go ahead and apply the principle of Kim Leder Rabbi. Rabbi Kivenger quotes the following Gemara. The Gemara writes in Bava Kama, Chavavim Aveis, in this case, a person is sitting and there's an Evan Munachas Lo B'Cheikam. There's a big rock which is on the person's lap. He stands up. By standing up, inadvertently, he causes the rock to roll. Let's say the rock goes Dal Amas B'Shus Arabim and it smashes the Kli. The Gemara says the following, On Shabbos Yipotah, for Nezikin you are Chayim. What exactly does that mean? On Shabbos, your potter for Nezik and your Chayim. Potter, one can understand the Gemara as follows. If this happened on Shabbos, that the rock rolls, then you're not Chayim at all, because that was not Melechus Mashabbos. If it happened during the week and it rolled and broke a Kli, then you'd be Chayim. Rabbi Kivenger interprets the Gemara, no. It's talking about rolling and smashing a Kli on Shabbos. One could have envisioned these are two different cases. You get up and the rock rolls. Say if this happened on Shabbos, the rock rolls, you're butt. If this happened on Wednesday and the rock rolled and broke a Kli, then you're Chayim. The Kli writes, no, the Kli broke on Shabbos. And that's the great Kiddush of the Gemara. That since you are Potter on Shabbos because this is Misaseh, therefore you are Chayim for the Shviras HaKli, because you cannot apply the principle of Melech HaSmach Shabbos, Asr Torah. That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Kivenger. Rabbi Kivenger even has a suffix at the very beginning of Eilon Aros, right, the same type of suffix, whether Kim Leder Rabbani applies the muck of onus. Is onus a ma'aseh avera? Shogeg is a ma'aseh avera. But what about a person, he knows what he's doing, but it was under duress? Is that called a ma'aseh avera? Right, would that be enough to invoke the principle of Kim Leder Rabbani? That's Rabbi Kivenger's suffix. But in Misaseh, Rabbi Kivenger writes, if it was B'cholot HaRakula, Misaseh is a ma'aseh avera. And Shabbos, since it's not a Maisa Avera, so therefore you cannot apply the principle of Kim Leder Rabbani. And that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kivenger writes in his Rayas from chamisha ova nisim. If you look at that nesivus, the Mekor Chaim and Siman Tav Lamed Aleph, the Mekor Chaim can suggest a very different terms. Again, it's Rabbi Kevegan. And that's the following. Maybe one could argue that misasek is a hafkos ha-maisa. Meaning that, you know what, if something is done through misasek, it is not the maisa at all. It's not a maisa there. It's almost as though it happened inadvertently, parenthetically. It's not considered to be a maisa adam at all. Maybe that's even true b'chol Torah kula. So how do you ever have a knas for Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei? What are you kones? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. So the Nesivus writes the following chiddush. You know what? When it comes, for example, to other isurim, how do you violate a lav? The kumbe saying. The lav requires a maisa aveira. So one could argue if the lav requires a maisa aveira and it's through misasek, then it's not called a maisa aveira. Nesivus writes, you know what's unique about Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei? It's a lav, but it's a lav to shave al tasek. How do you violate Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei? You sit back and you do nothing. A person has a house full of chametz. He sits back, does nothing. Lo and behold, he violates Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei. You know, the Rambam, that it's a lav shema maisei, no kinolav. The Sifas writes, if you have an issa that doesn't require a maisa aveira, so in such a case, then you can have a knas, even both in misasei. If a maisa aveira is necessary, maybe that b'chol Torah kula. Misasek is not called a maisa aveira. But if you're chayav for Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei, sitting back and doing nothing, so therefore there's no ptur of misasek. And therefore this is not reflective of b'chol Torah kula. These three halachos. But no, maybe b'chol Torah kula misasek is not called a maisa aveira at all. And why is there a knas uniquely true when it comes to Bal Yeram Bal Yimatzei? Because of the nature of this sin. This is b'shev al tasin. This doesn't require maisa aveira at all. This Rabbi Kaveger is l'shitasin in the following sense, that Rabbi Kaveger did not discover this kasha in Krisus and Daf Yotes, that why does Shmuel have differences in opposite directions? No? On Shabbos Yipotter, and Chalavim Yochayim, what about b'chol Torah kula? No? Tosus raises this kasha. Tosus raises the kasha there in Krisus and Daf Yotes, and Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Beis and Beis. If Misasek is Potter, b'chol Torah kula, why do you need a special Ptur on Shabbos? Because of Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah. And Tosus gives a very different reason. The definition of Misasek is different on Shabbos than it is b'chol Torah kula. Misasek means I intended to do A, I ended up doing B. There wasn't Kavanas HaMaisa. Tosus writes the following issue. I intended to do A, I ended up doing B. B is Aser. What about A? Was A Aser or was A Mutter? That's Tosus' issue. I intended to do A, I ended up doing B. Is A Aser or is A Mutter? Tosus writes the following issue. Mis Asek b'chol Torah kula is Heter Tisa. I intended to do A, which is Mutter. I ended up doing B, which is us. I intended to do Shechitas Chulin. And all of a sudden now, I'm informed that that animal is, right, a korban. That's Misasek b'chol Torah kula. For that, you don't need Melechus Mashavis. What about a nuanced case on Shabbos? I intended to pick the orange. And you know what? I ended up reaching for the apple. That's not Heter Tisser. I intended to do Kotzer. I did Kotzer. But you know what? Cheftza. I intended to pick A. I ended up picking B. That Tosus writes as the Kiddush. That's not Heter Tisser. That's Isser to Isser. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Isser Tisser is not called Misasek. But on Shabbos, that's the Kiddush of Melechus Machshavas Asur Torah. Right? If Lo is Avin Machshavasa, you didn't do that which is intended, you can't call that Melechus Machshavas. That's not a Melechus Umnus. Even if you had in mind to violate the Melacha, and you did violate the Melacha, but that's not enough. No? If a person intended to do this Ktsira, and ended up doing that Ktsira, that is uniquely Pater on Shabbos, and that requires the Gzeres HaKosov of Melechus Machshavas Asur Torah. So Rabbi Kaveger's Teretz is very different from Tosus' Teretz. Tosus writes, B'chol HaTorah Kula Misasek is Heter to Isser, that is not true here, this is considered to be Isser Bissa. Or the Kamegar is against. Right? A different possibility. A different possibility in Tosfos. You know why Rabbi Kamegar is against, right, this Kiddush? Because Rabbi Kamegar writes that that Tosfos is very difficult. And this is another Rabbi Kamegar. This is the Tosfos Rabbi Kamegar in Shabbos, in the Mishnah, in Perek Yutes, or Lozad Anila, Mishnah Dalma. There the Mishnah discusses the following case, where you have a Moel that made a pretty big mistake. Now he confused the babies. There was a baby that was born on Shabbos. There was another baby that was born, right, on Friday, or a baby that was born on Sunday. Mishnah has both cases. And, right, the Moel blew it, right, he mixed them up. And he did the bris of the Friday or the Sunday baby on Shabbos. What's the story regarding those particular cases? Good? There is a difference in a Friday and a Sunday. Now, if it was a Friday baby, it was a kosher mila, day 9, but it was a mila shlo b'zmana, which is not Torah Shabbos. It's aser, but it's a mila k'shera. If it was a Sunday baby, and the mole ended up doing it on day 7, right, so not only is it an iser, but it's not even a mila k'shera. This is what the Mishnah addresses as toa b'dvar mitzvah. A person makes a mistake while he's engaging in a mitzvah. The Friday baby is an example of toa d'var mitzvah, but asa mitzvah. The Sunday baby is worse, that's toa d'var mitzvah, v'lo asa mitzvah. What's the halacha in such a case of toa b'dvar mitzvah? So the Mishnah says that that is a machlokes. Tanayim, Rabbi Elazar says that you're chayim, you're chayim a karban. You're chayim a karban, you're mechal Shabbos. And you were not supposed to do so. This is not a mila bismana which is Dalka Shabbos. Rabbi also says that you're chayav a karban. And Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say you're potter? No, that's Rabbi Yeshua's kiddush. Toa b'dvar mitzvah. Toa b'dvar mitzvah. You made a mistake, but you did so in the process of what you thought was a mitzvah. There's no chayav karban. Good? That's the mission. So that gemara increases stuff you test. Raises the following kasha. Rabbi Elazar says you're chayim. And even Rabbi Yeshua also agrees you should be chayim. If not for the fact that it's toa b'dvar mitzvah, why should you be chayim? Isn't this a case of misase? Isn't this a case of misase? Why should anybody hold your chayim? Why should Rabbi Elazar say you're chayim? And what does Rabbi Yeshua require? A ptur of toa b'dvar mitzvah. Forget about toa b'dvar mitzvah. We point out Torah is limited. Maybe it only applies to the Friday baby, not the Sunday baby. Why not just simply say this is a case of Misaseh? Misaseh is Pater. You know what the Gemara answers? Increases the Akut S. Wait a second. What malacha are you dealing with? Chovel? Chovel? Hoel umekalko de chabur chayim. Misaseh na michayim. Chovel is an unusual case. Chovel does not require malachis mashevis. I go and I cause a chavola. Isn't that mekalkel? I'm harming, but you're chayiv. If you're chayiv both in mekalkel, don't you see that this act is not bound by malachis mashevis? So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Hold on mekalkel v'chavur chayiv, misasek nami chayiv. There's no ptur of misasek. Because there's no ptur of malachis mashevis. When it comes to a case of Chovel. See, with me, Rabbi Kamegar points out, wait a second, what did Tosu say? What did Tosu say? The only reason you need the tour of Malachis Mashevitz is when you're dealing with that nuanced case of Isser to Isser. But if you're dealing with a case of Heter to Isser, Lechis Machshevis is irrelevant. That's a tour b'chol Torah kula. That applies even to cases when there is no halacha Lechis Machshevis. This case of Bris Mila. No? The Friday baby got confused. He did the Bris on Shabbos. Is that Heter to Isser or is that Isser to Isser? I thought I was doing a mitzvah daraisa. Bris Mila on Shabbos. Heter. I ended up doing an Isser. Heter to Isser? According to Tosos, that's not a tour of Malachis Mashevis. That's a tour of Chol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, that should apply even to cases of Chovel as well. That's Rabbi Kamegar's Ha'ara. right on that mission. That's why Rabbi Kvigar doesn't accept also Sisteritz in terms of resolving the sugya. You know what the answer to this kasha Rabbi Kvigar might in fact be? Right, the theme of a separate shir, and that is Bris Milah Shabbos. It's mutter. It's a pasuk of Yom Hashmini. But you know, a machlokas Rishonim, is that butcher or is that dafir? Why is it that Bris Milah is mutter on Shabbos? Butcher or dafir? Bottom line is it's mutter. But why, in fact, is it mutter? You know what an afkamina may be in terms of butcher versus dafir? Which nisasik is this? If something is kutra, so therefore, very mistabit, that this is a misasek of heter to isin. But if you should assume that Bris Milah on Shabbos is only dehuya, that the isin lachin principle is in place, it's the mitzvah smila which is doka, and you know who maintains that this is true, that Bris Milah on Shabbos is only dehuya? Tosos and Shabbos, kuflam ramadala. Tosas Hashita is Bris Milah on Shabbos is only Dechuyah. And therefore, you have to avoid, right, any Malacha on Shabbos that is avoidable. Only that which is absolutely necessary you could do on Shabbos. Perhaps one could suggest the Kiddush, that if you assume as Tosas that Bris Milah on Shabbos is only Dechuyah, and that means that in principle, right, the Isser on Shabbos is in place. It's not that this is not a malacha. This is a malacha on Shabbos. So then perhaps in order to call this Nisaseh, you have to come on to the Isser to Isser Nisaseh. The Nisaseh of Malachas Mashemes. Not the Nisaseh of Kolatorah Kula. And that's why the Gemara writes that Nisaseh, the Isser Bisser, that doesn't apply to Cholmel. And perhaps that's the Tosas that she doesn't. Why Tosas resolves that issue in that way? This is an important aspect of Chomesh Lava Pesach. Whether that's a riot to this fascinating Shita Rabbi Kvegar, Rabbi Kvegar has many other Nafkaminas as well, right, as to whether Misasek is considered to be a Maisa Veira. I see a person who is Mechal Shabbos as Misasek. Do I have to lafush him isura? Do I have to stop him? Do I have to mochiach him? Not if it's not a ma'isa veira. Shvisa savadin. An adam cannot allow an eved to perform alacha. And what if the eved is doing something which is not misasi? In such a case, is that an isur of shvisa savadin? And Rabbi Yekin nafkamina kimnit rabbinin. Rabbi Yekin has other nafkaminas as well. But he writes, his clear ayin mutachas, he suggests, comes from this kanasa of chamesh of alamas. A couple of varas and parshas Tazria. If you look in the very beginning of Tazria, Yishuk Yisazria, Yoda Zachar, Rashi quotes the name of Rabbi Simloi, right, what sounds to be, right, a somewhat difficult comparison in the Medrash. When you look at what the Medrash refers to as the Toras Behema Chaya V'Of, right, what exactly is Tahar, what exactly is Tameh, or in Parshas Shmini, the Torah delineates the behemos, the chayos, the ofos that are tamei and tahor. And all of a sudden now, Parshas Tazria begins now with tahor and tuma of Adam, Yisuk Yishazria, Yod HaZachar. Why is it that first the Torah deals with behema, chayav, of, and then it backs into, right, tahara, sa'adam? So Rabbi Simai says the following, kishem shiyitziraso shol Adam achar kol behema, chayav, of, just as in Bria Shemayim Varez. Man was last, first, so therefore, kach torasa, nisparsha achar toras behema chayavo. So too, in these parshios. So just, you were created first, we'll deal with you first, parsha shmini, and then we're only dealing with the concept of other. So, just simply, on its base level, what exactly is the kesher? Right, kishem shitzirasa, kach torasa. Even in the Medrash, the phrase of Rabbi Yisrael, Kach Torasa, the Torah Sa'adam. And the Ramban has a sefer Torah Sa'adam. He deals with the whole life cycle of a human being. Here we're talking about detail, right? When a person is Tameh, when a person is Tor, right? That's called the Torah Sa'adam, right? The Torah Sa'adam. Sometimes it's an indicator of the nature, right, of Adam. To what extent is this considered to be true? Perhaps the key to the Teretz is the following. Kishem shi yitziraso shel adam achar yitziras behema chayavo. Why is that? Why is it that man was created last? So it's not just simply that there's a hierarchy of Bria, right? And man, because of his hashivos, so therefore, Achron Chavim, if you look at Avos D'Rabbi Nosson, Perek Lamed Aleph, Avos D'Rabbi Nosson writes the following Kiddush, and that is this, that Kol Ma Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, Bara Ba'olam. Those tchunos, those nimusim, those nidos, right, are present in each and every person. Interesting Kiddush. This is what the Rav Chaim Volozhiner stresses in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, in Perek Vav. He quotes this in the name of the Zohar, that you know why Adam Nivra Achram? In order to encompass, to include in man, all aspects of Bria Shamayim Va'aretz. In a word, right, a human being, an individual, is a microcosm. Right? A person possesses, right, all the traits that you find in Shamayim Va'aretz. Why is it that Adam was Nivra last? The reason is the following. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world with all different types of tunas. The nature of certain animals is to be aggressive. The nature of certain other animals is to be, right, more passive. There's certain animals that are more caring. Other animals that are more antagonistic. That's simply the natural way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And what about man? Right? A person. Is a person by very nature meek or aggressive? Is a person capable of one trait or another? And the answer, no doubt, is one word. And that is, right, Bechira. Bechira. Right? In terms of essence, in terms of nature, right, no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create man in that type of objective fashion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world objectively with all different types of tunos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon a person, right, to exercise, right, his right of the Bechira. As though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have many models before you, because the Gemara writes you can learn so many different tunos from the animal world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that now you have to glean, right, take the best of, in order to develop, right, the Torah Sadam, in order to develop, right, the nature of a human being. That's what the Mishnah Chachma points out, right, that even though Kitov is written, when it comes to Bria Shamayim Baretz, not when it comes to Yetzirah Sadam. In Yetzirah Sadam, you don't find specifically that the Torah uses the term of Tov, because that Tov requires development, it requires refinement, it requires that you exercise, right, that right of Bechira. Nase Adam Loshon Rabin, Nase, right, has many different implications, but perhaps one of them is exactly this point, that Yetziar Sa'adam is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Kaviyachol alone, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us the potential, the Bechira, and that is Nase. It means as a joint effort, we are obligated to go ahead and do so. That's why we were created last, because the models are before us, and then a person has to seize that opportunity to exercise his right to the Bechira. That's Poshut Pshat. And then Zohar, the Poshut Pshat in, right, Davos D'Rabbi Nosson, that Kol Ma Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, right, Ba'adam Bara. All those things are tunos that we, in fact, possess. So it's fascinating, but no doubt that this is true when it comes to Tumin Tara. If I were to ask you, this behema, is this a behema Temeya? Is this a behema Tahora? Right? The answer is Temeya Tahora. The answer is an objective one. If I were to ask you when it comes to Adam, Tamei Tahor, you know what the answer is? Yeah. That depends. A person is capable of Tahara, a person is capable of Tumah. And that's how the parsha begins. A person can become Tamei, a person is capable of Tahara. Yeah, you do not have an animal that's Tamei, an animal is Tov L'Nik, and now becomes Tahor. No, Tumas HaBehema is an objective scale. When it comes, however, to Adam, Adam is capable of Tumin Tara, as though Kadosh Baruch Hu created different models in Bria Shamayim Baretz, and then a person has to seek right? That opportunity for Tahara. The very same reason Kadosh Baruch Hu created man last. That Kishem Shiyitzirasu Shal Adam Achar Behema Kayeva'o, the same thing is true when it comes to the Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam in the sense that whether a person is Tamei or Tahor, it's not just a detail, it's an indicator of the uniqueness of Adam. And it is somewhat unusual that the most severe degree of Tumah, that Biyavosa Tumah, is only when it comes to Adam. Only when it comes to Adam. A Behema can never, right, be that Biyavosa Tumah. No, because after all, right, objectively, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates, right, Tumah, Tahara, we understand. But the Tumah Sa'adam, the real Tumah Sa'adam, is failure to exercise, right, that ability, failure to maximize, failure to be able to reach, you know, that potential. And the fact that a person has the potential for Tahara, when a person is Tameh, so there, the Tumah is the Tumah Chamura. It is the most severe form of Tumah that one could in fact envision. Precisely because Tumah in the broadest sense, right, reflects a failure to be able to reach that Madrega of Tahara. This is a Kiddush that Rabbi Yosef Salanta, Rabbi Yosef Reish, is explaining, right, that Kiddush of Rabbi Simai, that what exactly is the link of Shmini and Tazria with Riyah Shemayim Varetz. Perhaps in all these cases, it's an indicator of the unique kochos ha'adam of kitov, the concept of naseh adam. When the Torah mentions the details in Tazri and Mitzora of negoyim, a person becomes a mitzora. What exactly are the nihugei saras? What exactly does the Torah say a person has to do? So the Torah tells us that it's begav of yefrumim. A person is obligated to go and to rip, right, his garment. That's what the Gemara writes. Moikatnan da kezlav. A person who is a mitzora is chayav kriya. That's what the Rambam writes in Perigir alaf above. Adolchos tumas saras. A person is obligated to go and to rip. Veroshu yefarua. His head has to be, right, unkempt or uncovered. What exactly does that mean? That very daf moikatn kezlav. That a mitzora is also lahaniyach tefillin. That's the Shulchan Aruch, right? It's not the tefillin. Simin lamaches, right? In Sif Yud Gimel, that a person who's a mitzora is also lahaniyach tefillin. Right? Rosh Yefarua. Val sofam yate, what exactly does that mean? Right? That very daf. We cut it up as well. That there's an isra of she'ela shalem. Right? One does not greet. One does not greet the mitzora. The Gemara writes in Moikatan that there is Atifa Sarosh, that, right, the Mitzorah should wrap his head, he should cover his head. What do all these halachos have in common? All five of these details that the Gemara writes in Moikatan Dav Tezvav. So if you look in Rashi, Moikatan Dav Tezvav, you look in that Rambam in Perek Yud, Halachavav, right, very simply, right? Rashi and Rambam writes, Ke'ovel. Of them, Nihugi Avelis. Interesting finish. Nihugi Avelis is Rabbanu. But where's the Ke'in Daraisa? Right, where do you see, right, these halachos min HaTorah? That's Mitzorah. These are Nihugi Avelis. The Gemara Marakat Nima Daf Yedam goes a step further. In a certain way, Mitzorah is more chomer than Avelis. Because, you know, we discussed that Gemara many times, or we cut enough Yedalit, that Yantif is Doch Habeilus. Yantif is able to serve Habeilus. The person, Rahman al-Aslam, becomes Novel on Yantif, Habeilus doesn't kick in. But Saras, Nohe Sa'arasa Berega. Saras applies even Berega. Even Berega. The Gemara would cut enough Yedalit, the Rambam again, a very good of Tumas Saras. It's an interesting Kiddush. The Torah treats Saras as Avelus. Avelus, which is even more common than typical Avelus. Why exactly is that true? What's the link, right, between a Mitzora and an Avelus? The Torah tells us that Bada Yesha, right, that part of, right, the Yugi Avelus is, it's necessary that he has to be sequestered, he has to be secluded. Why exactly is that true? So the Gemara writes in Eretim that design, right? It's very reasonable. Why did he become a mitzvah? That's where the Gemara is. Who hivdil? Ben ish liishto? Ben ish l'reyehu? What do you mean? Through his conduct, through his diburah, through his lashon hara. So he caused animosity, hatred between people, right? Between a husband and wife, between individuals, and therefore the fitah amr Torah bavad ishto. Therefore, mita k'neged mita. He caused dissension. Right? So therefore, it's appropriate that he should be excluded. He tried to disrupt, to undermine the cohesiveness of others, of the tzibur. So therefore, mita k'neged mita. That's what the Rambam stresses. The first Mishnah is in Perek Yud Beis of Negayim. Like, this is what he attempted to do, so it's not coincidental that he's secluded. Because what he attempted to do was to undermine the harmony, the cohesiveness of the tzibur itself. In a certain sense, when we speak about Kedushas Yisrael, there's always a twofold Kedusha. There's Kedusha that each Yisrael has individually. The Shvir the Nivra Olam, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kolam HaKayim Nefesh Achas, true. But there also is a Kedusha the individual has because of his link, because of that linkage to the Tzibur. That he's a member of the Tzibur. Asher Bachabana. Our essence is that twofold Kedusha. When a person does that, where the Torah insists on Bodav Yeshem, that a person has to be Chutz L'machaneh Moshav, so that is considered to be a form of Avelis. A form of Avelis. Now the Gemara writes, in the Dramat of Samach Dalet, a Metzora is Choshu Kamis. Metzora is Choshu Kamis. Why exactly is that true? Right? The answer apparently is the following. That if he has done that, which disrupts, right, the harmony of the tzibur, and therefore the Torah mandates Vodav Yeshem, that he can no longer be part of the tzibur. So in such a case, it's as though that it's a personal avelus. It's as though that it's the person sitting shiva for himself. Right, because he has been excluded from the Machne Yisrael, from society at large. And that is his form, right, of Avelus, with Nihugi Avelus, on a level of, right, Daraisa. Perhaps it's not coincidental that the duration of the Tumas Taras is 7 days, Shivas Yomim, and Midra Abadon, we have Nihugi Avelus for Shivas Yomim, the concept of Shiva. And perhaps this is all patterned after, right, that concept of Banan Yeshem. A person has to recognize his role in terms of Kedushas HaTzibur, and if he undermines that, right, and he no longer links to the Tzibur, that's considered a form of Avelus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah. If a person is Mosi Yetzatzim in Haklal, right, Ein Ol Chelek L'Mahamah, right, that's being excommunicated. Right? That's Mosi Yetzatzim in Haklal Kafar Mikar. That's the Kiddush of Mitzorah. I would suggest even the following Kiddush. Nihugi Avelus, when it comes to the case of Mitzorah, with one exception, that Mitzorah is more chomer than Avelus, and that is Yantiv. That even though Yantiv severs Avelus, Noe Tzarasa Beregel. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly why that's true. Noe Tzarasa Beregel, if the Rambam writes, if you're a Girub to Mitzaras, why should that be the case? Perhaps that's exactly the Kiddush, no? That Gemara, Moed Katan Daf Yudalev, questions. Wait, a person has, right, a mitzvah of avelus. A person has a mitzvah of simcha. Simcha is sosa avelus. The kedusha of yantif and avelus do not go hand in hand. So, which takes priority over which? How do you know that avelus, right, is suspended and simcha is able to dominate? And you know what the answer of the Gemara is? Right, we've discussed this several times. That no, asi mitzvah derabim. Simcha is able to suspend avelus because simcha is a mitzvah, which is a chovas hatzibur. If not for that, that would not be the case. I would suggest an interesting possibility, and that is the following: that bodav yeshem, he cannot take advantage of the mitzvah derabim, being dough for the mitzvah diyachim. A person who has a person who has avelus, that's true. right? He's bichlal hatzibur. There's a mitzvah shel rabin, the need for him to participate, that kedushas hatzibur, that's dochen. Right, you know the Kiddush, the Tosus writes, even a mitzvah rabin rabbanon is dochen mitzvah yalkid arasa. But not for Bavad Heshev. If the Kiddush of the Avelos of Tzaras is he's out, so therefore for him we cannot argue that the mitzvah rabin is dochen the mitzvah yalkid, and therefore, right, the Avelos exists even during the period of Yantif as well. That's all because of this element, right? To be able to, you realize that sense of the uniqueness of Kedusha Sadam. The uniqueness of Kedusha Sadam in terms of Bechira, Yitzira Sadam, Torah Sadam, the uniqueness of Kedusha Sadam in terms of the link to the Tzibur, not an individual Kedusha, composite, a collective Kedusha, and that's what the Metzora, in fact, undermines. So therefore, perhaps that's the fascinating Hara. We don't always think of Tzaras being the mucker of Nihugi Avelus. When you see that sugi, Navidat as well, quite compelling, that the Nihugi Avelus throughout and repented after Nihugi Tzaras on a level of Daraisa. And it's not just a random association, right? The answer, right, is that sugi Nidaram, that some of that, that Mitzora Koshu remains, because after all, right, he's broken his link to the Tzibur, but the Yeshev, and there for that period of time necessary. In order for, is the chinuch rites, the tshuva process, the person can go ahead and once again, right, be zocha to re-enter into the tzibur itself. But perhaps that is an explanation of the unique exception of yantif when it comes to the case of emetzora. So in a sense, the parshas Tazriya Metzora emphasizes the uniqueness, the koach ha'adam, the kedushas adam, right, kitov as being, right, a mandate, being a challenge, not an objective given, right, and the necessity to be able to fuse, right, the elements of Riyah and to properly exercise the right and the privilege of Riyah.